Just going to kick off the session by presenting some of the key recommendations from a three-year project that was funded by the MacArthur Foundation. This was a project that focused on the evaluation and documentation and dissemination of best practices in youth programming from 8 different organizations, primarily in Mexico, but also in other countries in Latin America, including Colombia, Puerto Rico, and Peru. At the end, I'm just going to show a quick little video that gives you a little sense of what one of the organizations was able to do. This project was implemented over the course of 3 years and with the following regional objectives: to strengthen the sexual and reproductive health programs for youth through the assessment of best practices and increasing the availability of information about effective strategies for working with youth in SRH programs through evaluation, documentation, and dissemination of best practices. Oops, sorry, here you go. This project was implemented with 8 organizations, 4 of which were IPPF affiliate organizations, and the other 4 were MacArthur grantees in Mexico. They're all slightly different organizations, but the common denominator is that they all focus on youth sexual and reproductive health and rights in some way or another. The organizations in Mexico were selected and supported throughout the process in conjunction with an organization called INSAD, whose monitoring and evaluation expertise was a critical piece in this project. The project funded, something that was new for IPPF is that the project, instead of funding the actual intervention, this was a project that funded the evaluation, an evaluation that was chosen by them, the documentation process, and then finally a dissemination product. And this is something that was different in every country. Some people did videos, some others did interactive CD-ROMs, and so on. Each of the organizations carried out their own individual evaluation, documentation, dissemination plans. Each of the organizations, this allowed them to serve as models for replication and also create a platform for them to disseminate their results to wider audiences. Finally, the regional office also, based out of New York, also developed a publication, and I have copies of them both in English and in Spanish, which will give you a sense in much more detail how each of the organizations' evaluations and so on were designed. So unfortunately, I don't have time to go through, as I said, all 8 organizations had a completely different aspect of their youth program that they evaluated, but just to give you, this just gives you a quick snapshot of who was involved and sort of what it was that they actually did. The participating organizations from IPPF, WHR, included Impartes, which is our affiliate in Peru, Pro Familia in Puerto Rico, Pro Familia in Colombia, and Mexico, and MexFam in Mexico. The participating organizations, which were the MacArthur grantees in Mexico, included Afluentes, Catholics for Free Choice, the Simone de Beauvoir Leadership Institute, as well as ELIGE, an entirely youth-run organization whose video we're going to see at the end. Now, I'd just like to share some of the recommendations from a few of the key themes that were evaluated in this project. Pro Familia Colombia was successful in establishing sexual and reproductive health, both sex education programming as well as clinical services for youth in 15 schools in Bogota. This project resulted in increased service use, increased knowledge and attitudes on a variety of key SRH indicators, and reported a reduction in teen pregnancy at many of the schools at NLINE. And their recommendations for how they were actually able to make this, to negotiate making these school-based programs happen, primarily was involving all of the key actors from the beginning, including school board, principal, teachers, and parents. They were able to achieve a co-financing deal with this particular project, so they, by lobbying with the Ministry of Health, actually particularly the municipalities, they were able to get funding from them, which has helped to assure the sustainability of this particular project. How they were able to do that was they met with a variety of different members of the public sector and presented data on key SRH youth indicators, including the increase in teen pregnancy, particularly in Bogota. So this helped them leverage support. Also, knowing the legal framework for sexual education, sex education is mandated by the Colombian government, and this also helped them achieve those results. Catholics for Free Choice in Mexico evaluated the functioning and coordination of their youth network, which expanded into 15 cities in Mexico. Their primary recommendations for making this Catholic youth network work was ensuring that there was a structure for the network that establishes clear responsibilities for coordination, decision-making, and communication. They were able to coordinate locally, nationally, which worked for them, but in their local chapters, each of those chapters responded by they said that they actually needed to have more autonomy and more support. Also, that to ensure that the youth receive credit for their work. These are all young people that are working very hard, and they recognize the importance of the both within the institution and externally, making sure that those young people receive credit. Both Afluentes in Mexico as well as Impartes in Peru developed tools to reach different vulnerable youth populations. While somewhat straightforward, the recommendations remain the same, that using a comprehensive approach that addresses a comprehensive and segmented approach that addresses the various needs of the population is critical, involving the youth from the target population, as well as ensuring the proper training for use of the IEC materials on the part of specifically on the part of the educators. And finally, both Pro Familia Colombia as well as Elige in Mexico evaluated initiatives with the public sector. Their primary recommendations included developing a collaboration that builds on the strengths of both the government and the NGO partners, and creating a mechanism for operationalizing that partnership. The critical piece here was making sure that this was a mutually beneficial partnership for both of them, and clearly articulating the roles and responsibilities of each. And just wanted to finish by showing you a quick video that was developed by Elige that gives you a better sense of what they did throughout the project.
De acercamiento con las y los jóvenes y también con las instancias de gobierno.
Thank you. I just wanted to conclude by saying that not only did this project contribute to the pool of documentation of evidence-based youth programming, but it was also valuable in facilitating the use of information to strengthen each and every one of these youth programs. Thank you very much.